Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Fadli Sumi al-Muharrami wa Sha'ban wal Ashhuril Hurum. The chapter on the virtue of fasting in Muharram, fasting in Sha'ban, and fasting in the sacred months. These are the four sacred months: Muharram, Rajab, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. So two are specifically mentioned and two are not mentioned, but just mentioned as Ashhurul, Al-Ashhurul Hurum, the sacred months. So the two that are mentioned is Sha'ban and Muharram, and the two that are not mentioned is Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah. So these are the four sacred months. And Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best fast after Ramadan is the month of Allah, Muharram. And the best salah after the farz salah, after the obligatory salah, is the night salah, is the salatul layl. So here firstly we see something called Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you say the month of Allah, so sometimes this expression is being used, or it is used despite all the months of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beside all the months being the months of Allah ta'ala, this is used to honor and respect this month, to show that honor and the respect to the month. So this expression is found. For example, we say Baytullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is meant is by giving that nisbat, giving that relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gives it that extra respect, that this is the house of Allah, respect it. Although every house is the house of Allah ta'ala, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Baytullah, this is the house of Allah ta'ala, give it that extra respect, or to show extra respect. So show that extra respect to this month of Muharram. It is referred to as Shahrullah al-Muharram, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muharram. The next question that may come to our minds, so this first part of the hadith is saying the best fast after Ramadan is the month of Muharram, and the best salah after the obligatory salah is the night salah. So that question that might come to our mind, that after the farz salah, we know that the best salah to read is that sunnat mu'akkada salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized it, and there were so many fada'il that were given for the sunnat mu'akkada. How come this hadith is saying that the best salah after the farz salah is salatul layl? Whereas if a person habitually leaves out the sunnat mu'akkada, person will be sinful. And if a person leaves out salatul layl, the night salah, person won't be sinful. So ulama give two answers to this. The first is that the sunnat mu'akkada salah are for the perfection of the farz salah, hence they are included in the farz salah. So after this mentioning that the best salah after the farz salah is already including the sunnat mu'akkada salah. So that's one explanation. The second explanation that ulama give is with regards to striving and purity. In other words, with regards to ikhlas, then this salatul layl is the best salah, because it's read when nobody is around, when a person is alone, when he's in privacy. Now he's reading that salatul layl. So as far as this purity from show, in other words, there's no show, there's no pleasing people, no impressing people involved here in the salatul layl, from that angle it is the best salah after the farz salat. So with regards to striving and ikhlas, in other words sincerity, the night salat is most virtuous. And with regards to the important status, obviously the sunnat mu'akkada are most virtuous. So this puts things into perspective. Look how the muhaddithin think and they explain to us. Otherwise we'll just read the hadith and we'll just continue. But they will actually take things, put it into perspective, make it easy for us. What is meant by Shahrullah, the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is meant by Salatul Layl being the best after the farz salah? They explain everything to us so that we can understand the hadith well. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يصوم من شهر أكثر من شعبان فإنه كان يصوم شعبان كله وفي رواية كان يصوم شعبان إلا قليلا متفق عليه. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not fast in any month more than in Sha'ban. He used to fast for the entire month of Sha'ban. Another narration has it that he used to fast in Sha'ban with the exception of a few days. In other words, just a few days he would leave out in the month of Sha'ban. This hadith came before. We explained it before that where a person is habitual of fasting, we were talking about the second half of Sha'ban. First half of Sha'ban, we are encouraged to fast. The second half of Sha'ban, where a person is habitual of fasting, for example, Mondays and Fridays, is habitual of fasting the bright days, person has got the habit, and now he fasts, or he just generally keeps fasting, maybe has a routine of keeping one fast, not fasting, keeping. For that type of person who's got a routine, he must continue. But a person who doesn't have this type of routine, then for him it's better not to fast the second half of Sha'ban, to get that energy, to get that strength, to get that enthusiasm for the month of Ramadan. It shouldn't happen that a person wants to keep fast in the second half of Sha'ban, and when Ramadan comes, he's already tired, he's already drained, and he's thinking how long this fast is, it's taking so long. It should never be like that. So that we explained before when we did this hadith. However, another hadith highlights the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted in Sha'ban. Hazrat Usama radiallahu an asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "I do not see you fasting in any month as you fast in Sha'ban." He replied that this is a month between Rajab and Ramadan, which people are unmindful of. It is a month in which my actions are presented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I like that my actions be presented whilst I am in the state of fasting. So, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it is a month in which my actions are presented in the court of the sustainer of the universe, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I like that my action be presented whilst I am in the state of fasting. And this is the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us, we have to go by the, what the ulama explained by the zahir, that for us it is better that a person doesn't fast in the second half of Sha'ban, unless he's got the habit of fasting, then he should fast. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See how important it is to look at hadith and see it in the light of the way the muhaddithin and the fuqaha have explained it. Otherwise, a person will just read this hadith here that says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted the whole month of Ramadan. Second hadith or the second riwayat said, just a few days he left out, the month of Sha'ban, just a few days he left out in Sha'ban. Then what we'll do is we'll just read the hadith. We don't understand the explanation and then we'll think we must fast the whole month of Sha'ban. Whereas the right thing for us to do is to not fast if we are not in the habit, so that we build up that enthusiasm for the month of Ramadan. So therefore, hadith is very, very important to understand it in the light that is explained to us by the muhaddithin and the fuqaha. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yusifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil